So I've got my lovely new camera that I've got to record the interviews. Make sure that goes on there. Got my outdoor gym kit so I can go and climb some mountains. I have got, I better put my diary in. And I've got my little geiriadur bach, just in case I forget some words. Oh, and Howard Mark sent me this lovely book. Got it signed by him, all his research from his trip to South America. What else do I need?
I'll interrupt you there, Steph, if that's okay, because you're getting your packing ready for the trip to Patagonia. Just explain to me quickly why you're going.
Well, 150 years next year, 153 Welsh men and women set out to sail to Patagonia. So they were trying to hold on to their Welsh language, and they did. So it's a big celebration. Going to go out there, research some incredible men and women in Trevelyan, which is twinned with Cardigan Town. Going to dig for some stories, hopefully bring some insight back to Cardigan. All that research is going to sit in Cardigan Castle.
Hi, I'm Steph and I'm from Cardigan, West Wales. I'm combining my passion for travel with my skills and research into a unique project, Project Herai. This project will explore...
And Steph, you've got a video online. Why have you decided to have a website to promote what you're doing?
So the video was, a way into raising some funding for the Kickstarter campaign, which raised over £2,500 in 30 days. So that money is going to be used for editing costs and illustration. All of the project on my side has been paid for by myself, but I did need a little bit of help from, you know, local community, lots of friends and families, also lots of random people have invested in it. It's been brilliant.
Talk me through your itinerary then. What are you going to be doing?
So I fly into Trevelyan. So Trevelyan's been twinned with Cardigan. And there I've got over 90 people to interview. So this lovely lady, Elwen, she's been absolutely brilliant. She's put me in contact with, all of these people basically. She set up a lovely place for me to stay with a family. So the little girl in that home, she speaks Welsh. So parents are English and Spanish. Jeremy, he's a guy who's going to take me trekking and exploring the mountains. Also, I have the jewellery that I'm making, so the iron that was holding up the castle wall, the pillars. I'm going to be working with a Patagonian jeweller. So we're going to go and get some Patagonian stone, make some jewellery, which will be brought back to Cardigan Castle. So quite a lot to do. I'm quite happy that I don't have a return journey yet because I'm not sure how long this is all going to take. Yeah, so we need to head to town and thank all the local people for the funding that we've received.
Hey, don't forget the meeting you have today at 2 o'clock. That's to thank somebody, isn't it?
Yeah, so Glenn Peters from Rota Gilwen has been very, very generous. He's given a very large donation, so I'm going to go and see him this afternoon.
I can drive you over if you like.
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Paul Davis, sorry to interrupt. You're Steph's dad. What do you make of what she's up to?
I think what she's doing is fantastic. It's a hell of a challenge. She's very ambitious. And I know she's more than capable of doing this and bringing home good results.
And the fact that after all this hard work, she's bringing it back to Cardigan and there'll be an exhibition for all the local people to see, that's something superb in itself, isn't it?
It's fantastic. It's very important. I mean, the castle is where everything is highly likely to stay, you know. And it's bringing it home, isn't it?
And Steph, you mentioned Howard Marks a little bit earlier. We've got his book here in front of us. Just tell us how you got into contact with him.
Howard, he's been very lovely. So a local actually saw my article in the Tybee Side. He gave me a call and he gave me Howard Marks' email, told me that I must get in contact with him. So I emailed Howard Marks and he responded straight away. He's been absolutely brilliant. So he sent me his book within a couple of days with a lovely message inside. And then has also said that he's got all the research from the book, which he's going to dig out and hopefully lend to me. So yeah, he's been very, very lovely, very generous man.
And Steph, you're really passionate, aren't you, about this story and about raising awareness of this story amongst people in Wales and beyond?
Yeah, I really am. I feel like local people definitely need to be more aware of the story. It's a celebration. 153 people left and there are now 50,000 Welsh and 12,000 who speak Welsh as their first language. I mean, that's absolutely incredible. They moved to North America, they moved to Australia, to New Zealand, but those local cultures actually, you know, wiped out the Welsh culture. So them being in Patagonia 150 years later, it's brilliant. So why are we not more aware of this story? It's something we should be celebrating.